Hey there, I'm Catalina Villegas. I'm the host of Rolly's Experts Explain Everything podcast. Rolly is the platform where journalists find experts for their stories. It is created by journalists for journalists. And as a journalist myself, I love to find fascinating people on Rolly, experts with so much knowledge and insight, and yet it rarely makes it past the headlines. So today we are chatting with Leslie Saucedo. She's the director of FEMA's Office of Equal Rights. Leslie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for inviting me to be here.
Leslie, there is a whole lot of talk right now about DEIA, diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility. There's also a whole lot of misinformation and confusion about what it means and whether it's a right versus what is an initiative. So today, I really would like to take a look at this, but specifically at equity versus civil rights. Can you tell us what equity is exactly?
I can try. So for me, equity is nothing more than meeting people where they are and ensuring that everybody crosses the finish line of the objective that's established. It's really commonly broken down into three areas. First one being accessibility, or making sure that we're actively removing barriers that are in the way. The second one is impact, or making sure that we're looking at our objective and making sure that we're achieving it for everyone. And the last one is longitudinal, which asks us to really look at the historical impacts and embody a people-centric approach, or basically consider the different starting points each of us comes from to make sure that we have what we need to get where we're going. So I know that that's a really complicated answer. And what I really want to encourage people to do is not to get bogged down in those words. Really, at its core, equity is about fairness, or making sure that everyone arrives to the destination, even if that means giving something to somebody to help them in their journey. For example, helping a deaf or hard of hearing individual obtain a sign language interpreter, providing transportation for someone who can't drive or who doesn't have a car, or using multiple formats to ensure that those who aren't tech savvy or who don't have a cell phone or who don't read well understand the program application and process and are able to apply. So bottom line is it's getting everybody to where you want them to go.
Tell me about the definition of civil rights, and then civil rights compared to equity.
So civil rights commonly is defined as the rights of citizens to political and social freedom and equality. So for example, it's the right of everyone to vote, receive an education or attend a public school, have employment opportunities or access to the judicial process, either through public defenders or a fair and speedy trial. The cornerstone, or really seminal law on this topic, is the Civil Rights Act of 1964. That law prohibits discrimination in voter registration requirements, segregation in school and public accommodations — those are really just public facilities — employment, and programs and activities that receive federal money or federal financial assistance. So there are other laws, regulations, or executive orders that have also been enacted to prohibit other forms of discrimination, such as discrimination against individuals with disability, those for which English is not a first language, or hate crimes. So in essence, civil rights are really tools to enforce rights and to achieve fairness.
So when we take a look at that term DEIA, there are aspects of it that do speak to those rights, like specifically when we're thinking of accessibility, like you just mentioned, that was one great example. But there's some of it, like diversity, that maybe isn't necessarily a right, but more of an initiative. Am I understanding that right?
It's both. I think that the idea of diversity is making sure that everyone is at the table. So civil rights are really focused on non-discrimination, or making sure that people aren't prohibited from being at the table, and potentially that there are consequences associated when that discrimination occurs. I think diversity is more of the understanding that in order for us to really have to get to the best answers or have the greatest opportunity to get there, that we need people from multiple different perspectives. Now, that being said, there are initiatives federally through the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission and others that ask us to think beyond just complaints or allegations of non-discrimination, but really consider proactively where we are meeting the mark to look like the public that we serve and where we aren't. And when we find that we have gaps, we're supposed to, and we do, create initiatives and plans to be able to make sure that we do reflect the community that we serve.
Yeah, and I know that a lot of companies are definitely looking at this right now and making this a priority. Going back to the equity versus civil rights, can you give us some examples of how people confuse and conflate these terms?
Yeah, this is such a great question. I get asked this all of the time. I don't really think that most people understand the intersection of these concepts, so I'm thrilled to be able to try my best to explain that. So as I said before, equity is really about fairness, and I think about it as being actionable. Organizations can change or modify business practices or policies to alleviate gaps in services and ensure that everybody is included. So for example, FEMA changed its rules to expand acceptable documentation to establish eligibility for assistance, because there was this big concern that people who either had inherited property with no formal deed or who rented property without a formal lease were actually being determined to be ineligible even though they were in need. So that's a wonderful example of an organization being able to make a change. But sometimes changing policies isn't enough, and equity needs to be enforced to ensure non-discrimination, which is really where civil rights come in. Civil rights are those areas where legislatures or courts have determined the need to specifically state a right and the consequences for failing to uphold that right. So, for example, the Civil Rights Act requires equal access to employment opportunities regardless of personal characteristics, such as race, religion, or national origin. And there are processes to investigate and adjudicate claims of employment discrimination and consequences associated when organizations are found to have discriminated. So there are steps that organizations can take independently, and there are some aspects of our society where specific rules have been put in place to make sure that non-discrimination occurs. Those things act in tangent. So hopefully that helps to kind of explain the difference, but also the relationship.
No, it really does. Now, you mentioned previously that there's a lot of history behind these terms, and that plays into the definition of these terms nowadays, but also the way that they're seen in society. Can you tell us a little bit about the history and how that plays a part?
So for me as a practitioner of civil rights and equity, the terms are the same, and they have always been the same. And I've always been committed to both equity and to civil rights. But I also acknowledge that for a lot of people, that equity is a pretty new concept. And trying to understand the difference between equity, equality, civil rights, and justice is a lot. It can be really confusing. So I think that considering these concepts today is really new or different, not because the definition has changed, but because the context has changed. So right now we're on the heels of really big social movements and protest, and we have this amazing access to information, which is unlike anything we've had historically. So that includes, you know, this amazing opportunity to look at different historical or current practices that were designed to treat people differently because of who they are. So I don't really think that the terms have changed. I think that the context has. And we're more aware today, and we're more educated today about historical inequity and the impact that it continues to have today. So what we're trying to figure out now is, based upon this newfound knowledge and this idea that we can change things, what should we do about it now that we can see the problem more holistically?
Totally. You know, when we were talking about equity, it just kind of reminded me a little bit of Plessy versus Ferguson, right? How things have changed over time, even in the way we see what is equitable.
Yeah. Plessy versus Ferguson is a great example of this idea of context, right? So for those that need a tiny refresher, and I am not a constitutional scholar, but really Plessy versus Ferguson was the decision, right, regarding racial segregation and this idea that facilities needed to be accessible to all races. And it came out with the doctrine, right, separate but equal. So this idea that there was an opportunity to treat people fairly or not discriminate against them by making sure that they had, that everyone had access to, for example, a restroom, but also maintaining segregation in society. So it's an old law. Of course, it's been overturned, but it's a great example of context, because at that point in time, that's where the courts were. That's where the politics were. That's where the sentiment in society was. And in civil rights overall, there is this constant understanding that as human beings, change is evolution and change is hard. So although this decision came out and it said everybody still has access to things, the application of it, of course, wasn't the same type of bathrooms or the same type of accommodations, and it didn't actually end up being equal. So at that point in time, additional court cases, additional laws were passed to take it further through that evolution of civil rights and make sure that people really were granted access in a non-discriminatory way to public accommodations. So I really like that example. It's a great opportunity to look back at history and really think about the context within which decisions are made.
And obviously, nowadays we are to a point where we have an Office of Equal Rights within FEMA. You are the director there. Can you tell us a little bit about what your office does as it relates to equity and as it relates to civil rights?
Sure, of course. So FEMA's Office of Equal Rights is responsible for ensuring and enforcing internal and external civil rights, including diversity, equity, and accessibility. On the internal side of the house, when I say that, I make a distinction. We're really focused on the FEMA workforce and creating inclusive diversity within our organization. We want to allow everybody to come to a workplace that upholds our core values, and that includes the work my office does in processing allegations of employment discrimination. We provide reasonable accommodations to employees with disabilities. We train FEMA, of course, on rights, policies, and workplace standards. And we analyze FEMA demographics overall to determine where we're doing well in looking like the public that we serve and where we're not. And when we find a gap, we develop and implement plans to hopefully bridge it or resolve it. And then that's half of what my office does. And the other half of what my office does is externally focused. So we're really focused on the impact of FEMA programs and activities, as well as those that are run by everybody who receives FEMA funding. So we support disaster and response operations on the ground by analyzing communities and helping our operators to pair support with need. We also process allegations of discrimination against FEMA and its recipients, and we engage directly with the public and civil rights organizations to really make sure that we're living in a feedback-rich environment, that we're learning and understand exactly what the perceptions are of how we're doing today and what we can do better. So the Office of Equal Rights has an enforcement role, right, to impartially process and investigate allegations of discrimination. But we're also an advisor within FEMA to make sure that equity and civil rights are integrated into how we do things at the earliest possible stage. So I like to make sure that the FEMA mission, right, which is famously helping people before, during, and after disasters, I like to make sure that means my office's responsibility is to make sure that means all people.
That's very, very cool. And that's a very important job, because obviously it is often during disasters that we see a lot of these inequities or differences amongst people. They're exacerbated. And so that's when really your job becomes even more important. I just really appreciate that. You know, I wanted to ask you something, Leslie. We're starting to see some people blame DEIA for things that are going wrong in the office. It really became evident during the recent Silicon Valley Bank collapse. You started seeing a lot of folks saying, oh, the bank failed because the folks there were more concerned with DEIA initiatives than banking, which doesn't hold a lot of water. But I do wonder if you think there might be a perception problem with how people view DEIA, and how can we start to make some changes so people understand what it is and what it's not?
So I think that that's a really great question. And I want to preface it by saying I am not a financial person in any way, shape, or form. I'm a civil rights person. So from my perspective and from my lane, I don't think it's a perception problem. I think that people understand the concept of inclusion and diversity, but that not everyone agrees with dedicating efforts and resources to address it. It's a reality that as a civil rights professional, I'm keenly aware of, right? I've dealt with bosses, employees, and organizations who treat people differently because they're a woman, or they speak with an accent, or they are an individual with a disability. So I know that some people think that the status quo is fine or it's great, and that changing how we do business is unnecessary. And as a result, it doesn't surprise me that people blame diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility for things. But I really believe that for organizations to be truly successful, they have to look like the community they serve. And I also believe that all people, regardless of where you come from or what you look like, should have an opportunity. And putting effort, resources, funding into accomplishing that goal is really worthwhile. So for me, it's not an either or kind of a situation. It's really an important part of making sure that we're knocking down barriers and arriving at the intended destination, which for me is inclusion.
There we go. Leslie Salcedo, Director of FEMA's Office of Equal Rights, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
You can learn a lot more about Leslie and hundreds of other exceptional experts by visiting rolyapp.com. I'm Catalina Villegas, and you can always connect with me on social media at Catalina Official, OFFCL, on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. Until next time.